Hi guys, I'm Daddy Freeze.
What's my name?
It's live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We've got Playback Mondays, Relationship Tuesdays, Wild Wednesdays, and Rough and Raw Thursdays. News, relationship, intimacy, heartbreak, political facts, breaking news, my opinion. Yes, my annoying opinion. While you have the opportunity to call me up and discuss live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. 10 p.m. till midnight, Mondays through Thursday. Let's talk.
All right, welcome. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. I go by the name Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. It's 20 minutes gone past 11 and here we are. How are you doing, Daddy Freeze? Good evening. Daddy Freeze, how are you doing?
Hey. How are you doing?
Adari's fine. How are you?
I've been here waiting for the last hour.
Sorry about that.
I went to the market and came back.
At what
slept
time?
And came back.
At what time, Daddy Freeze?
Went online.
All liars will go to hell.
And did an online course and came back and still.
You're just a liar, Daddy Freeze. Stop lying.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Updates on the 21
story building
that collapsed. So, guys, we're talking about it yesterday. We had Chukwudi there today because I was monitoring across Nigeria Info. I listened to Sandra. I listened to after Sandra. Chukwudi was there at a point where the Inspector General of Police was at the venue, even though, according to Chukwudi, was just for a short while. We also had the Commissioner of Police, Lagos State, and so many, many people. I wish I had Chukwudi's number. I'll just call him. We'll just do the update thing again right here live. So,
you want to call him?
Do you want to call him? Would he pick up?
Let me chat him up to see if he's awake.
Okay, chat him up, see if he's awake. I would love, tell him that if he's listened to him on Sandra's show and would love him to discuss on our show. In the meantime, let's just take phone calls. Guys, what do you think? What are your thoughts? Who is to blame in your opinion? Is it the client? Is it the federal government? Who is to blame and what can be done to forestall such an occurrence? So,
all right,
straight up to phone calls.
0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Ada, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Happiness. How are you?
I'm fine. I missed you yesterday. Tried calling. I could not get through. Yeah.
So welcome.
So, how's my daddy?
He's good. He's here.
Talk to him directly.
Okay, he can hear you.
All right. That's a very sad one anyway. So fortunate. So fortunate. You know, we compromise in everything. Nigerians, we always want to compromise. Even with our life, we want to compromise. With health, we want to compromise. Just so fortunate.
I
hope those responsible will accept responsibility. I just hope they will accept responsibility. And let's try and change as a country. Let's change for the better. Okay. That is well. Good night, huh?
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Happiness. Daddy Freeze, you there, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. We are trying to get Chukwudi.
Any luck with that?
We're still trying.
Okay. In the meantime, let's take more calls. While we wait for Chukwudi to give us an update.
That's right. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Let's see if we have Chukwudi here. Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra. Sorry, good afternoon, Ada Blessing.
Wow. Okay. Please call back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. Okay. Hello? Daddy Freeze, you have to ask your village people to leave this phone line.
Why are they holding the phone line? Village people.
I don't know.
You get what you go do now. Can't go touch you where you do.
Anytime I'm listening to that, as in, the man is always giving me joy. I just want to tell him that even if everybody in the whole world eats in tea, I love you.
There's somebody speaking, I can hear.
Yeah, we have someone here. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
I just want to greet him.
Okay.
Yes.
But we can't hear. I can't hear what he's saying. It's like the person is a witch.
What, Daddy Freeze?
He's doing it. I can't hear now. To me, it's sounding like incantation.
Daddy Freeze.
And I'm seeing blood on my screen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Chris. I'm calling from BGC.
Okay, Chris.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
All right. I actually want to comment about the building, collapsed building. You know, basically in Nigeria, we refuse to, you know, upgrade in the way we build houses. You know, it has remained the same for the past 20 to 20, 30 years back. You know, blocks, concrete, and so our buildings turned out to be very heavy. You know, so there's something fundamentally wrong the way we construct in Nigeria. I think that's the reason why most of these buildings are collapsing. You know, the buildings are so heavy from ground to the top. You know, they're not introducing nothing. Buildings are meant to be lighter as you go up. You know, from the ground, the structures get lighter because you have to introduce some other new things, new innovations. But they're not doing that. You know, I had a picture of that house. I passed there some time ago. I saw that the entire 21 floor was just, you know, blocks, you know, concrete and all that. So heavy, you know. So it's unfortunate people, you know, died in the, you know, at last in the whole thing. But, you know, the society of buildings in Nigeria and the regulators, you should, you know, embrace new technology. They should start introducing them and get people to be confident about it. Because that's another thing. Even when you're doing a little building and you want to introduce something, you know, tell you, no, okay, this thing will not work. We need 9 inches block downstairs. We need 9 inches of block upstairs. You know, it's crazy. Okay. The buildings are so heavy. That's why you have a lot of cracks. Mm. You know, before you know it, the building starts falling apart and all that. You know, it's unfortunate that people die so exactly. much. Like the number, I don't know. I don't have the real number of people that died, but this is so unfortunate.
Mm.
Thank you, Adam, for hearing me out. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. And we're still. How far with Chukwudi, Ada?
I'm trying to get across to him.
You know, he was right there. He was right there on ground. He even talked about the roads being cordoned from Victoria Island because of the Inspector General of Police and also the traffic that ensued. You know, he was just awesome, awesome. A big round of applause for him. In the meantime, let's take more calls.
Okay. Hello?
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 Yes, Ada, I can hear you.
All right, we have Chukwudi right here. Daddy Chris, can you hear him?
Yo, Chukwudi, how far?
I'm okay.
Okay.
It's good that you can hear me. I was listening to you on Sandra's show. So I wanted you to share the update with us.
I'm struggling
still talking
to hear
about the 21.
Okay,
inch,
he said
21 inch.
He said he heard you on Hard Fact. Yes.
Yes. on community report.
Community report. Okay, that's right.
Yes.
So please, he wants you. Okay.
And I love him to share his findings.
All right.
With us on this show, right. If he can. I'm sorry for waking him up at this time.
So he wants you to share your findings.
All right. So I can go now.
Yes, please.
So,
Daddy Fritz, can you hear him?
Clearly.
Okay. Chukudi, please go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much. Good evening, Daddy Fritz. Good evening, Ada. Good evening to our listeners in Lagos and across Nigeria.
Good evening, Chukudi.
So, on community reports this evening, I reported live from Gerard Road, the scene of the collapsed 21-story building on Gerard Road, Ikoyi. And it was quite the ride to get to the destination. I found out later that it was because the Inspector General of Police is in Lagos for some other function, and so he was going to pay a visit to the site of the incident. And so some roads were cordoned off for ease of movement on his part. So I got there and spoke to a couple of broadcast journalists who shared their experience. These were people who stayed till late yesterday and returned very early this morning. Perhaps the most heartbreaking of all the stories that were shared was the claim that some members of the rescue team, or all the rescue team, took a break from the search and rescue after it had rained over the night. And some broadcast journalists from the AFP that came very early said that there was nobody manning the gate, and so it was easy for them to just walk into the site, and that they could hear people screaming underneath the rubble. I think when this information got out, this was what angered a lot of people. And, you know, people were very aggrieved that those who were involved in the rescue did not have a plan in place for maybe some people who had been working for hours to take a rest and others take over from them. You know, but the director of LASEMA and also NEMA, they were able to appeal to people and tell them that, you know, it wasn't for the situation. You know, but a lot of people were not concerned about what they wanted to say. They just wanted them to rescue people who are trapped in the rubble. I also met with some family members. I met with a lady who, you know, was just trying so much to contain herself while hoping against hope that her immediate elder brother would be rescued alive from the rubble. She said that some contractor, you know, came to Ibafo area where they reside to get as many artisans as possible to work on the site, and that it was his first day on the site. Unfortunately, this sad incident.
Wow.
But one thing I can confirm, you know, given all that I saw this evening, is the presence of the full complement of Nigeria's security architecture, the men of the Lagos State Command of the Nigeria Police Force, the Nigeria Army, the Air Force. I saw the Federal Fire Service, the State Fire Service, Julius Berger, a lot of other reputable multinational corporations. You know, their rescue teams were on hand. And there was some sort of orderliness in how they were going about trying to rescue people. But people were expressing themselves in anger and disgust about the whole process. They have been talking to the media about the exact approval that was gotten by the contractor. Some have said 15-story buildings, some have said 12. You know, reports even say that the deputy governor, when he visited, said that it was actually the approval that was issued to the contractor that they were working with. You know, in the coming days, we're going to know or find out some more of the technicalities of these issues. and perhaps people will be able to ask the hard-hitting questions. But for now, people are just concerned about how they would go about rescuing people, you know. No one can tell exactly the number of persons in the building. I mean, we're looking at 21 floors. Work is still ongoing, you know. So people were just hoping that you don't have too many people underneath and they can get to as many people as possible before we start counting multiple days.
Awesome. Chukwudi, you are a blessing to your family and to this radio station.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for this. Thank you so much, guys. So you heard, I couldn't have said it better. Even though I listened to him talk about it, he was right there. He was. He also interviewed someone from another radio, another TV station, I think, to be precise. You know, I was driving and listening. I was like, wow.
Can we free Chukwudi so he can go rest?
Okay. Okay. Right. Chukwudi, thank you so much. I was just praising you.
Chukwudi, thank you very
much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah,
I was like, man, if I can get this guy on our show, man, this guy is there. As in, his own journalism is not like he's reading it inside newspaper. He's there. You understand? And I feel very happy. I also love the way, big shout out to Sandra, the way Sandra analyzed it, you know. Yeah. There were quite a few experts who also talked about it. I learned a lot today just listening to Nigeria Info. I need to say this. There was also a caller who called who was an engineer who said, look, people were saying it's the blocks. That block is not part of the structure. That block is actually part of the load. I didn't know that until today. Did you know that, Ada?
Of course, block contribute to the weight, even though it's the structure.
It's not the structure. Block is not the structure. From what I heard today,
really,
that it is part of the load.
But
if we have structural engineers, they can call and explain better.
Please, you should call.
Okay, so it is Live and Dangerous. Let's take a couple of calls, and when we come back, I want to play something for you guys that I want us to talk about.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Please turn off your radio.
Hello, Ada.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, this is Moses.
Hi, Moses.
Yeah. I think on what you're saying, the main this thing is the pillars now. The pillars are what
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, block is a load now. The pillar is the main thing, is the most important thing in the structure. Mm-hmm. And one thing I just don't understand has really happened there. I believe a lot of materials that they are not supposed to use, they used. And the most important thing is that people are dying. I don't see where people are dying and some people say they want to go and eat. That's not even the time. Hunger will never come such time when you are trying to save lives. I don't know if you understand.
But
hearing Chukwudi this evening, knowing that Judas Vega is there, I think I'm a bit happy that Judas, because I know Judas Vega will do a good job. But and there's one thing I will have to complain about. Me, I'm not a bowler. I don't watch ball and I don't hear ball. I don't like football people taking our time. Everybody have their own time.
Okay, sadly, you can't control this one.
I don't like
All right, so sorry. You can't control this one, Moses. Thank you very much. Adair and Daddy Freeze, good evening to you guys. I think the contractors and the Lagos State Government are to be blamed here. Thank you. I am Joe. Okay, Joe. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good evening. This is Abel Show.
Okay, welcome.
I want to speak with Ada and Daddy Freeze.
Go ahead. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Go ahead, sir.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. Hello?
Yes,
good evening,
sir.
Hello?
Yeah. What's your name?
Biodun Azan.
Okay. Biodun, go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Daddy Priest.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello? Yeah? See, most of this company, something happened in Lekki, my presence one day. They said they create a new design. Do you know what I heard about this building today? The building was not meant to be 21 story. And most of the time, you say all this company, you try to create more innovation that they do not design. They don't even have the capacity.
Okay.
And most of the time, they try to bring what they did not even study. And when they apply to others, maybe you see the common man that would die there. Sometimes they don't know about the contractor. They accept others' job just because all these are their own plan that I want iron to this. I will add this iron to, and later they buy inferior products as well. And can you imagine who suffer most of this? We cannot know how many workers sleep. I mean, they are there. I mean, God should save us from others. At least make my family eat, make my this. We are trying to help ourselves, and we will suffer all this. I pray God will help Nigeria.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, and good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, this is Ajike calling from Tesla.
Okay.
From personal, or let me say almost personal experience, I'll say the whole problem with this thing is government. And my reason is, I had a friend that was in the Minister of Works that quit. So let me tell you the reason why. They will go for inspection. They make inspections. They note down then what happens to their findings, notes to the file. They will be supposed to go for training somewhere like Ghana or outside Nigeria. They will throw it around to different places, then it now ends up in Nigeria. A training that they are supposed to pay you like $3 million, they end up paying you $300,000. If they are supposed to pay you $1.6 million, by the time they finished all their tricks, they'll pay you $160,000. So in the end, the guy was just frustrated. He quit and he entered into Forex. And it was like when he was there, they even went to a company manufacturing iron rods. The man was complaining bitterly that people don't like quality. That if he continues like this, that they'll have to pack up. So the whole thing is on government. If you really look through government today, that I can almost guarantee you, the amount of people you need to fire will go into millions.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
Sebastian.
All right, welcome. Go ahead, sir.
I'm selling a block on a structure. I think there are varieties of materials that I sell.
Hello, can you speak up?
Yeah, concerning materials, I mean concerning a block.
Okay.
On a structure.
Mm.
I think there are varieties of materials you can use that can reduce the weight.
Okay. Are you an engineer?
Yeah, I'm a structural engineer.
Oh, nice.
Before
okay.
I diverted to interior.
Okay.
Like this British block. Mm. This one that is made with clay.
Okay.
There's a one that is made with clay and is roasted to solidify the block.
Like the roast ore?
Yeah, it is roasted. Wow. The clay is made from clay. Mm. It's a block.
Yeah.
And it's very light. Mm. It can sustain a bullet. Bullet cannot easily penetrate.
Wow.
And it's very strong. And the weight is not like the other ones. which is the one with cement.
Cement bricks, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a new innovation. They actually use nylon with cement.
Nylon.
The nylon, they melt it, blend it with the cement, and to cast a brick. And it's very strong. They also use it for interlocks.
Hmm.
And it's not that heavy
okay.
in weight, and very strong, very very strong. And I believe most of the materials also use. I think in Nigeria, what we get here is of standard. You know, and most of the developer capitalize on that.
Okay.
Instead of them going for the best, they go for the inferior because they want to make more money.
Mm.
You know, by the time, like me now, I'm an interior maker. By the time you give them a price for different varieties of materials, you'll be surprised they go for the lowest material. You know, and this kind of practice is not encouraging at all in the structural engineering field at all. No compromise. Especially if you are going for a skyscraper. Skyscraper, it's what to, I mean, it's more or less you are having a bridge. It's like you are building a bridge across the ocean. You know, you must measure the weight of the wind, I mean, the wind that is coming. You must know the actual position you could place your building so that the wind will not be able to wave it away.
Okay.
You know, most of the houses in Dubai now, because I have a friend that works with them.
Okay.
If the wind is coming, there's a way the building can adjust itself because of the new technology they have.
How?
Yeah, it is from the foundation. It is okay. from the foundation. There's a way even the windows cannot swell, redirect the wind, so it doesn't affect the building. You know, we are in the era of technology.
True that.
Without even using blocks, you can use a partition. You can just use a partition, what is it called? White cement. That is, it's called, what do they call it? Paris cement. It's light in weight. That's what they use in US. You know, you can use a gypsum board. Different kinds of materials you can use, and you can actually get the best of it. You know, and most of our cement here that is being sold are fake.
Mm.
I don't think this is it. SON, I would like all them that do the certification of those materials. I don't know if they do their job diligently. I think maybe the cut corner and take money from those guys just to let those materials come into market. And it's not encouraging at all. It's killing people.
Okay.
I can only vow for one cement, but I can't measure it on hair because we'll be as if I'm
giving them promo. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, then.
So
thank you very much.
They should be able to work things out within themselves. And even the government has to sit up. This is coming too many. Eh? Under 2 years, see the occurrence, see what is happening. Buildings are killing people. I remember the one that happened in Okoya, the Okoya estate. That is Oluwani Shola. I think that was 2003, yeah. A lot of people also lost their life there because of their shabby jobs. Well, let me
okay.
just listen.
All right,
thanks
for calling. All right. Hello?
Hello, Ada Blessing. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is James from Lekki.
Okay, James.
Yeah, I want to do a little analysis. I'm not an engineer, but
okay.
I've been watching buildings and I've studied buildings and I've, you know, home and abroad, I've just seen how buildings are built and things that needed to be done. Now, that building that collapsed, if you look beside the building and other side, opposite that building, you see another structure there. I was talking to somebody right there. I was right there when the whole thing, when they were trying to pack the rubbles and those things. I was analyzing that building. I said, look at that building. Can you see the pillars? I was asking the person, can you see the pillars?
The collapsed said, building no. or the one by
no,
it?
No, the one opposite
okay.
that is already built, another compound that the building is, I think that's about 15 story.
Okay.
There also. When I saw it, I was telling the person, I said, look at that building. Can you see the pillars? The person said, you cannot identify. I said, I begin to point where the pillars are. And that building has 13 formidable pillars that are fitted, you know, that were planned fitly into the ground. When I now look at that, I now compare it to that other building. Where are the pillars? The pillars are scattered all over. Mm-hmm. You don't build a house like that. The modern way of building houses, in fact, when I see some of those buildings abroad, that they demolish some of those buildings. Beautiful buildings like this, you'll be seeing so beautiful buildings. They are up for demolition. You will just see one dynamite, put dynamite there, and that building is gone. And they will be clapping because they want that building down. That's the way that building was looking. It was looking like something that should be demolished. I don't think they planned that building very well. Because if it was meant to be 15 story, then a lot of things would have gone, number one. So I don't believe that, okay, except maybe they have compromised. Because somebody said no building has ever collapsed in that Ikoyi like that. So why that one? So what was wrong from the beginning? Can we check from the beginning when the building started? I think that's the way the government should go. Check, investigate from the beginning. How did this thing start? What are the things? What are they? What to see those things that went wrong? But one thing I can spot from that thing was the pillars. There were no good pillars holding the slabs. The decking was just hanging. Blocks cannot hold decking. It's pillars that hold the decking. And those pillars must be fitted into the ground that have been piled deep down, piling, solid piling. That's how they build bridges. That's how they build big, look at these cathedrals, big churches they're building. They spend years trying to design the piling, you know, a popular church, which is very popular. It took them almost 5 years or more than just for piling alone. It took almost 5 years for the church to pile that thing before they were able to start building slabs on it and the deckings. Ah, Sandra, forgive me, please.
No, it's bless okay.
It was when I saw that thing. Oh no! I said the other buildings they need to come down. They can't continue with that thing.
Okay.
I don't think. I don't know. Other engineers should call and give their own opinion. That's my own opinion.
All right, thank you very much. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Please turn off your radio.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Hello.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Harrison. I'm calling you from Lekki.
Welcome, Harrison. What's your take?
Yes. This evening I was at that very place that the building collapsed.
And you were there?
Yes, I was there this evening. I went there and I saw so many kind of reactions. People were saying that there were so many people that hands at that building. The first person that started the building, he discovered that the building could not be able to continue. He said that they should sell the building like that. Then the owner of the building said no. From there, that person said that he cannot continue with that building, that let him hands be free, that he cannot be able to continue anything. From there, they let him go. Then they bring another one. The second person, when he was doing the work, they said they sacked him. Are you with me?
Wow, yes, we can hear you.
So they said they sacked him, that the building, that the way he's doing the work, they don't like it. So this very third person is one that was doing the work. And as he was even doing the work, that he was cheating laborers, that he was not even treating them in a way that would please them. That most at times, if they do work, they cannot be able to get anything out of the what they do for that very day, that they doesn't pay labor according to the way they arrange with them. Even the person that is more block there for them, they said that he brought about 5 or 6 of his machines there. When he more block, they will not take him. And after that, even as he discovered that they are not paying him, he decided to take his machines out of that very benefit. They said from Mopos that they are not wearing uniform. They stop him from taking anything from there. And sometimes they even use this labor because of the work.
Okay. So sad. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
So all those kind of things, I believe they are the ones that contribute to that kind of problem.
So what are you insinuating? That the laborers could have in bringing down the building?
They cheat laborers too much there that some, most of the times if they do work, they doesn't receive their wages of the day.
Mm.
And they said that the engineer is very wicked to them, that he doesn't even treat them in a good manner.
Oh, dear. All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, this is John on the line. Good evening to Daddy Free. It's John from Uniland.
All right, John.
Okay, mine is that I just want this opportunity to just talk to the governor. This is the best time to sack as many people you can right now. There's no time for any eye service or catching feelings or any emotion. From now to Friday, to just sack many people. Because in this Lagos that I'm talking to you right now, there are still going to be buildings that are going to fall. It's not prophet of doom or anything. It's just reality. There's something going wrong. People are cutting corners in one way or the other. Okay, the laborer, the person that is in charge of payment is not paying properly. It's because of nobody's checking him. So if government say don't build, somebody will go on and build because they know that the government will not do anything. Mm-hmm. So this is the best time for them to just sack as many people as possible. As I'm telling you now, even in this Abuja, I'm telling you, around the Lagos estate, do you know that there will be the four-story building? In 6 months, four-story building is ready. People will now move in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not scared? That means any structure now you go to in Lagos will be scared. When we were growing up, Eric Moore Tower in Sibiri, that's where we used to go and play. The place is still standing. Even in 1004, these are structures that are quality structures. But these days, you cannot just bank on any structure you see because you'll be scared. So let them use the opportunity to sack as many people as possible and bring in new people. Let them know that it's serious business we are going through, not jamboree. Thank you.
All right, John. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. We have 3 more minutes before it hits 12. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
It's Odion from Ipaja.
Welcome, Odion.
Yeah, I'm happy that this issue is being brought on air. What I really notice is that the whole of that Ikoyi actually is some field.
Is what?
Almost the whole of Ikoyi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Almost the whole of Ikoyi is sand field.
Okay.
And the ground there is not really solid because if you like that Osborne foreshore area, down into that Gerard, even down to Banana Island, the whole of that area is sand field. So for them to even approve such as skyscrapers in that area without proper planning and without duly registered engineers working yourself from beginning to the end is quite appalling. And this has come too many. In the time of Governor Fashola, things like this were not allowed to happen. Buildings that were not properly planned and authorized were planned and were duly brought down by Governor Fashola. But unfortunately, other governors that are coming are not even paying serious attention to these issues. Unfortunately, these things have been happening and they still happen unchecked. You know, for any reason, some skyscrapers should not be allowed in the whole of that Ikoyi, even down to Victoria Land, where they reclaim land from the sea. Unless if modern civil engineering procedures are allowed to be used. Like some of these big companies, these consulting companies like Julius Berger, actually take their time to do soil analysis and then use the proper their building materials, to build their structures, and they are almost the best in the whole of that area. If you even see some of those ones that are down that Ikoyi that are built by the Osbeli and Co., those such formidable professional companies, they don't really collapse like this. Unfortunately, this is a trying period of poverty encourages most of these greedy businessmen that want to make money at the expense of people that will eventually live there. They cut corners, and they want to economize, they want to use cheap materials, they want to maximize profit at the expense of people's lives. I think the Lagos State government should come in terms with this and deal heavily with this unscrupulous businessmen that don't value lives. They only after the money they will make after such buildings. Even the developers that are not registered by Lagos government should not be allowed to embark on this huge project that will cost innocent people's lives. Thank you. That's my take.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's just squeeze in a call. Please turn up the radio. Yes, Daddy.
Hello?
You know, today you are going to give me 10 minutes.
No, Daddy Freeze. Yes, hello.
How can you not give me 10 minutes? See the time we started now.
Daddy Freeze, it's not my fault.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your name?
I need 10
Thank
minutes.
You. This is Mohammed from Kirikiri.
Mohammed, welcome.
Thank you, Ada. You see, the issue we are discussing this night is very, very serious. Very, very serious in terms of this, our so-called iron manufacturers. The iron benders, or what do you call the iron manufacturers, or so-called whatever, they are the one compromising the issue. Can you imagine that the cost of iron has skyrocketed from 1,200 to almost 4,700?
Wow.
Within just a period of a year? Ada, are you there?
Yes, we can hear you.
And the issue is, can you imagine they crush vehicles? Light iron they crush and make iron roads? 12 millimeter iron road from 1,200 to 4,700. And the quality is not there. How can a building stand? I am telling you that the government has to look forward to all these so-called iron manufacturers, or else we will continue to be losing human beings. It's very unfortunate that we have lost so many individuals. It's very unfortunate. May God bless Nigeria.
All right. Thank you. Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Yes, this is Francis calling from Ikorodu.
Okay.
Yes, Daddy Freeze, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes. Let me just give you some little bit of highlight.
Okay.
This last caller already told you what are the problem we're facing in this country. Number one, the fact is that in this country, corruption has eaten so deep into our system. And that is why it is so difficult for things to work properly in this country. Where on earth? It is only in Nigeria I've seen this, that you gather scrap, rotten vehicles, rotten pans, and you melt it and make an iron rod out of it. My God, it is never done elsewhere. It is never done in advanced country. It is only here in Nigeria we find this kind of nasty things happening. I'm sorry to use that language. Now, this is the same country we are, Ada. Why is it that everyone is just out there trying to get one or two things for him or herself, not thinking about others? How does this affect other people? This is a country whereby we've got standard organization of Nigeria. We've got, what do you call them? The Department of Housing or whatever, what you call them. And you have people in these government agencies whereby if you are to build a house, they ask you to come and collect permits. Now, they said they're going to give you an approved plan for the house. They're going to give you the quantities of air will come. They're going to send people who will come and inspect all the materials you've got. You've got to use from the cement to the rod to the sand to the stones. Ada, how come all of these things have been inspected, have been checked, have been verified, and a building could go up to about 21 stories? It's just to tell you how corrupt this country is. Sometimes I just look at the whole thing and I feel ashamed of this country because I felt that probably our founding fathers were too early to call for this independence. Because if Nigeria had gained independence probably in the 80s, if the British had stayed longer, I believe Nigeria would have been a better country, even far better than Dubai. If Nigeria had, because with the level at which everybody is just out there trying to make one or two things for themselves. I give you an example. I remember when Dora Akuyili was the NAFDAC DG. You remember her?
Okay.
I know how many things Dora Akuyili fought. And I stand to still tell you today that it was actually one of those people who poisoned her and killed her. Because she began to fight against so many things, you know, so many corruption, so many things that people were doing, manufacturing fake drugs, fake medicines, fake Bovita, fake meat, fake things, selling it down in the market without minding what it causes to the health. And I can tell you, ever since she left that office, that NAFDAC, NAFDAC has been more or less like a toothless bulldog. All you just do now, you want to open any factory, you just go pay them money. So people will say they've come to inspect. I have a guy who said he opened a pure water factory the other day. And on each pure water sachet, you see the right now. He told me today, he said none of them ever came to even inspect whether he's manufacturing the water inside his bedroom or whether he's even manufacturing the water inside the gutter. No NAFDAC official ever came. All they just did was that when he came to the office and told them they assigned somebody who will go with him, that one just called him in the corner, yeah, see this form, when you fill him, pay so amount of money inside my account. Then later, you come, I will allocate a NAFDAC number to you. This is the country we are living in. It is just a shame. It's just a shame. It's a pity. All I just pray for is that I was very happy when I read this. I was watching Channels News this evening when I saw that Governor Sanwo-Olu actually fired the I don't know whether it's the DG or the MD of the Lagos Housing Development Authority.
Okay.
He fired him indefinitely. Fine, thank God. But I said firing him from the job is not enough. He should be arrested. He should be arrested as well because his office actually gave approval for that building. So if that is the case, thank God the Commissioner of Police was there today and the Inspector General of Police. They should get the man arrested. Then the contractor who actually handled the building also should get him arrested. What are the materials that were used there? Was it not people who came and approved it? Was it not people who gave the go-ahead for the building? My God, it's just unfortunate. I wish the British had colonized this country up to 1990. Because when you go to some other clan, when you go to some other clan, you find out, for instance, I lived in South Africa, in Johannesburg, for about 10 years.
Okay.
I can tell you there are certain locations where you get to, and they tell you that these are the kind of houses that you can actually build in this place. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you build a house in a certain location according to the specification given to you. So if you like, you can be the Dangote or be the richest man or whoever, as far as you want to build in this area, this is the house you must build. You can't build five-story building here when the specification of houses here is three-story building. It is like that. And when our people come to such places, you follow the plan, you follow the rules, you follow what has been given to you. You come there, you see how it is done, you follow it. You cannot come to a place like Winchester Hill, where I live, and say you want to build skyscraper there. You will not be allowed. When you are buying the land, they've told you, you can only build three-bedroom duplex here.
All right,
and when you come into that place, all the houses you see are the same. It is the same three-story building you see there. It is the same three-bedroom duplex you see there. So you have no choice than to build the same thing that you are building. So you now come to a place like in Johannesburg Central, you want to build 20-story building, it's fine. It's the plan there. Now, but why is it that in Nigeria, anybody can just come and don't decide to be, when you come to a place like Oshodi, you see houses, some houses, there's even no ventilation. You see some houses, you can live from that house into another house. You pass through people's passage, people's backyard. My God, no
so
plan.
Sad. So sad. Thank you very much. Please. I wanted to say when you call, keep the call short, but we have just a minute before we end the show. Daddy Freeze asked for 10 minutes and I'm giving him 9. So I think he's going to use the remaining minutes to, you know, wrap up the show. So Daddy Freeze, over to you, please. Let's get your final take. I've done my own part. I've given you 10 minutes.
I want to give a final take, but right. Before my final take, I want to take one more call.
Why are you like this, Daddy Freeze?
I just want people to, because what I want to say, people would not.
But you don't
like
have the time anymore. I've given you 10 minutes now.
Oh, yeah, that please. You know, I love you very much.
Wow.
And I promise you, you'll sleep and wake up taller.
The thing that I wanted to say after teasing me, he still did. Wow. Okay.
No, it's a prayer. Okay.
I don't need it. I don't.
Eh?
I don't need it.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Thank God you picked me up.
Okay. What's
Sebastian
your name?
Sebastian speaking.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Sebastian.
I want to disagree with the last caller slightly.
Okay.
He was lamenting on the scrubs they use in melting for iron. That is how it's done all over the world. It is the chemical put inside it that is quite different. If you add a zinc to an iron, it makes it stronger. Different chemicals has to be applied. A steel iron is different from carbide iron. Because carbide iron, you can't bend it. Before you can bend it, you have to heat it to a certain degree. You know, the only thing you can talk about is that our own kind of iron, starting from the size, the 10 mm that we're supposed to have as our 10 mm is about 9 mm. Sometimes not even up to like 8 mm. And when you have supposed to have a 19 mm, you see it in 17 mm. You know, they reduce the sizes, they fix the amount of the world. I'm encouraging. Even the quality of the world is so low, and they will sell it to you exorbitantly. This is very, very bad. What is SON doing, for heaven's sake? Even our materials here, I'm talking now as an interior maker. You see HDF board that's supposed to teach about 19 mm, 18 mm, you see it for just like 6 mm. It is too low. And you see the quality is very low. There's a company that is making MDF board in Benin. Their quality is higher than what they are bringing from China. Most people don't know, but I can be able to figure it out. I see that the board we are making here is more stronger than what they are bringing from China. The only board that is superior to our board is from the one from Europe or America. If you go to, Ghana, they make sure whatever you are buying, you are buying qualities like you are buying iPhone, you are getting value for your money. But here, you pay exorbitantly, you are not even getting a value for your money. That is nonsense. And those DG of what are they called them? They're supposed to be in jail now. Don't even put them in jail. Leave them in a zoo. Wow. Invite those school children to come and look at them. Use them as a scapegoat for the ones that is for the younger ones that is growing. Point them out. This right. man stole 15 billion of our money. Okay. This man stole 700 million of our money. Treat them as an animal, because if they are not animal, they won't behave like such.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Daddy Freeze, over to you. It's 14 minutes now. I'm gone past 12. Yes.
First of all, before I even say anything, I must say you're going to be tall.
I don't want that prayer, Daddy Breeze.
No, Ada, you're going to, because you've been so nice to me.
I am not short, Daddy Breeze. I am 5.
Ada,
I am.
So easy. Measured you the other day. You were 4'9".
No way, Daddy Breeze, 5.
But you see, I'm still not going to let this. You need this prayer in your life, Ada. You do need this prayer. And let me tell everybody that I have Ada Blaise.
Why are you
the one and only Ada Blaise?
Why are you like this, Daddy Freeze?
Ada Blaise is an amazing Blaise. And I have her life. Now, we're just talking about prayer. And talking about prayer and God, I think it's a good idea that I share the audio of a video with you guys, okay? I want you to listen with your own ears, all of you, home and abroad. I want you to listen to the voice of the developer, Femi Oshibono. Oh my goodness. No sound on Instagram. What is going on? Hey. Chai. And I also wanted them to hear this. Oh, no.
What happened to the sound? They took it off?
Yeah. Only Instagram. I need all of you to hear this. It's a 30-second video. So, I'm going to try again, and hopefully this time, y'all get to hear my voice. Ada?
Yes, Daddy, and please.
It is all about what we've all been talking about, especially on this show. The over-reliance of Nigerians on God. Every small thing, God, pray, religion, God. Ada,
yes,
you know, I've said this.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
I said this over and over and over again. Am I lying?
No, you're not. You always talk about prayer.
Now, listen to this voice note. This is taken from an interview where the developer, the late developer of this particular property, can be heard saying these exact words. Switch off that thing so that they can hear clearly. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ada, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I've been doing this project and there's stress is not showing your face. There's no stress. I live a stress-free life. Things are just working by itself, you know? And I believe so much in God, sir. I mean that without God behind you, you can't make it. That's my belief, you know? My Bible tells me...
He believes so much in God. He believes with God, you can make it. His Bible... You know, I was saying this earlier on, that if you find out that this guy is a religious guy, listen to this part again.
I mean that without God behind you, you can't make it. That's my belief, you know? My Bible tells me that I believe all things are possible to him that believe.
All things are possible to him that believe.
Wow.
This is the mentality of the average Nigerian. Your building came down, sir. When it came down, it took away the lives and livelihoods of many people. The investment of many people. I want to ask you, Ada, does God have hand in this building?
Of course not.
I want to ask you, all of you listening home and abroad, does God... You see, sometimes when you call God, is an insult. Is it that you don't know the real God? Any small thing, Nigerian man go begin to talk, God, 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 Bible, Bible says, Bible. Dude, you are not a pastor, you are a builder. Come and let us hear integrity. Let us hear, instead of this God, God, Bible, leave God, leave Bible. Let us hear cement. Let us hear that the iron rod you are using, you went to the manufacturer in China and sat down with them and ensured that they manufactured a certain grade for you. Let us hear that you are working with the highest level of professionals. Enough of this God, that. Did God set a trap for people to go and perish in? The only thing that the scriptures say makes people perish is ignorance. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Is now, if he survived and you ask him this again, you say it's the devil. The way Nigerians switch polarity from God to the devil and back, you start to ask, so where is the room for experience? Where's the room? He said things just do happen by themselves. He doesn't stress himself. Typical church person. Pentecostal, this is how they think. I don't stress myself, God just does it. Dude, if you're building a house, you should be stressed. You should literally, in Nigeria of today, you should literally be sleeping on the site, knowing what happened. You are leaving it to God. So God is going to come and help you carry pong pong. Engineer is resigning. According to a report, they said we should disregard the report. I don't even know what to write. We cannot disregard somebody's voice. This interview was taken from Channels TV. Big shout out to Channels TV. That interview was taken from there. It's his voice. This is not somebody said. This is not a government said disregard. Another person said disregard. This is his voice. The Bible says all things are possible. Yes. It was very possible to bring down a 21-story building with people in it. You just showed that. As long as standards were not met. Because listen, a building cannot just come down. When you go to New York, the whole of New York, for you to see, I think 21-story buildings is short in New York.
That's
the time. So, okay, guys. Thank you so much, Ada. I did steal out of you.
Yeah, that's what you do normally.
Someone said that the Fear 1004. Rest. 1004 is well built. They did not pray to build it. They did not pray to build 1004. They built it. In our proper Igbo people's come. I've lived in 1004 before. And 1004 is even not up to 21 floors. It's not up to maybe 20. It's up to 10. You know, they are little duplexes. So if it's 10, that means it's 20 floors. I don't think it's up to 20. That Louis side. Is it up to 10? It's not up to 21 floors. I don't think so. But don't worry. Rest your mind. 1004 was not built by people praying. No. That's not. They didn't use prayer to build 1004. They used cement and iron rod. If you're walking around 1004, it might be old, it might be dilapidated, but you know it's a structure, a proper structure. All right, so Ada, thank you
very much. God continue God your bless. Life. All right, you too. Okay, on Instagram, he's Adadi Priest, and I am at Adablezy, Adablezy. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Just like I said yesterday, I think it's high time we start doing the right thing. And when people are at fault, when people, you know, outrightly disobey law, then do things that will cause their lives and that of other people, I think it's high time we, you know, let people who are at fault, let people who flout laws and orders face the law instead of making excuses for them. I think that way Nigeria will start getting better. Thank you very much.